Good morning, my friends. Good morning. Happy Memorial Day. Happy Memorial Day. Good for you that you made it. Some people didn't make it to yoga this morning. They came here, but they didn't make it, so you got a good spot. It's good real estate. Stand up. Come up to the front of your mat. It's good to see you, some of you. Some of you not so good to see. Just kidding. Come up to the front of your mat. Separate your feet hip-width distance and ragdoll. Take opposite hand to opposite elbow. Drop your head towards the floor. Open your two eyes. And generate ujjayi breathing in and out of your nose. Spread your toes out across your mat. Let the tension in your face dissolve. Bring your hands to the floor. Downward dog. So move your body around. Shift around right to left, front to back. We got Nikki in the room today. Nikki used to teach here. He's the other. Okay. He's going to float around, give an assist this morning. He offered. He was coming to class this morning, but he offered to assist. So I said, yeah, sure. High plank. Wake up your wrists. Press your index finger knuckle into your mat. Lift your chin away from your chest. Breathe in. Come forward and halfway down. Up dog. Down dog. Breathe in, breathe out. Walk your hands to your feet. Bring your feet together, bend your knees, stick your bum out. Clasp your hands at your lower back. Lengthen your spine towards the front of the studio. Bow forward. So be mindful you're at the back of your mat, the back. Down dog. Bring your feet together. Lift your right leg to the ceiling. Bend your upper knee, take your upper leg to the left. Bring your upper foot to your mat. Lift your left leg to the ceiling. Bend your upper knee. Take your upper leg to the right. Walk up to the front of your mat. Make your feet touch. Come halfway up. Forward bend. Stand up, sweep your arms above you. Uddiyana, pull your belly to your spine. Spread your 10 toes. Wake up your 10 fingers. Uddiyana, belly go up. Bring your hands to your heart center. Three ohms. Reach your arms to the ceiling, breathe in. Forward bend. Halfway up. High plank. Chaturanga. Up dog. Down dog. Huge breath in. Huge breath out. Press it out. Uddiyana Bandha. Walk to the front of your mat. Flat back. Forward bend. Sweep up. Bow forward. Flat back. Forward bend. Sweep up. Bow down. Halfway up. Take a peek at your neighbor and just smile, will you? Okay, stop doing that now. High plank. Chaturanga. Up dog. Down dog. Huge breath in, huge breath out. Walk or jump forward, flat back, forward bend, sweep up, bow down, long spine, chaturanga, up dog. Down dog. Now bring it. Deep breathing. Pump it. You breathe deep. Your back muscles come to life. The muscles in between your ribs come to life. Your pectorals come to life. Even the muscles between your toes come to life. Breathe in. Breathe out. Spread your toes. Spread your fingers. Press the floor more. Walk or leap your hands. Halfway up, forward bend, thunderbolt, bow forward, flat back, chaturanga, up dog, down dog, right side warrior one. Spread out your toes. Spread your fingers. Uddiyana Bandha. And from your core, charge up your feet more. From your core, rise up to your 10 fingertips. Drop your hips 2 inches close to the mat. Firm up your back leg and do a little baby miniature back bend. With breath, of course, with intention. Huge breath in. Bring your hands to the floor, low plank. Upward dog. Down dog, left side, warrior one. committed to clarity. Uddiyana Bandha, feet wide awake, hands wide awake, huge in-breath, bring your hands to the ground, low plank, up dog, down dog. Breathe in, breathe out, walk or jump forward. Let's create what we all love. Halfway up, forward bend. Thunderbolt, well, we're creating a container. Bow forward through the asana, and together, long spine, chaturanga as a class. Up dog, down dog, right side warrior one. And what do we love? We love flow, chaturanga. Up dog, down dog, left side warrior one. You learn to say it without saying it. Chaturanga. Up dog, down dog, through your action, through your deed, through your life work. You learn to say what you love without uttering a word. Awaken our bodies, the language of our bodies. Breathe in, breathe out, walk or jump, halfway up, forward bend, thunderbolt, bow forward, halfway up, chaturanga, up dog, down dog, right side with some enthusiasm, see your hands and your feet, chaturanga, up dog. Down dog, left side warrior one. Fill your space. Fill it, air and tension. Low plank. Up dog. Down dog. Breathe out. Walk or jump. Long spine. Fold forward. Utkatasana. Forward bend. Halfway up. Chaturanga. Up dog. Down dog. Right side warrior one. Flow. Distinct than just moving from point to point. Low plank. Up dog. Down dog. Left side warrior one. There's mechanics to this. Straighten your back leg. Squeeze it straight. Chaturanga. Up dog. Down dog. You know, the knowledge of how to where and how to place your feet. How much to push. How much to yield. You don't have to think to get into flow, though. Breathe in. Breathe out. Jump forward. Long spine, forward bend, thunderbolt, bow forward, halfway up, chaturanga, up dog, down dog, right side warrior one, let it be a little messy, get up there, chaturanga, up dog, down dog, left side warrior one, Chaturanga, don't let me get you crazy. Up dog, down dog. Bring your feet together. Lift your right leg to the ceiling. Bend your upper knee. Stay here or flip over. You want a little chaos. You want a little push. But you're managing self-control. No one pushes you around. No one takes you out of your zone but you. Maybe because there's doubt. When there's no foundation, doubt will take you out. When there's a firm connection to your nature and earth, you find good space. High plank, heels to the right, left arm to the sky. Pull your belly up to the spine. Start a fire. And let it rage on your hands and your feet. Chaturanga. Up dog. Down dog. Step your right foot forward, crescent lunge. Build on rock. Bring your hands to your heart center. Twist to the right. One of the great aims of asana is to develop a deep intimacy with your feet. And then the intention of your feet is to develop a deep intimacy with the floor. So spread your toes and bring your back heel towards the front of the room. Stay with your hands in a prayer or straighten your arms. Once you've awakened the muscles of your feet, you can then create a more empowered foundation by separating your feet front to back or right to left. Five more counts. See, once your foundation is on rock, there's a home in the pose, a way you can relax in the effort. Home life can be tough, huh? Breathe in, breathe out. Warrior two, side angle pose. Put your front foot on 12 o'clock with precision. Half bind. Huge breath in. Dolphin plank. High plank. Down dog. Bring your feet together. Lift your left leg to the ceiling. That was so all you haters could eat your words. Stay here or flip over. Live it fully, fully. You don't know how long it's going to last. Relax here. Use all of your energy now, all of it, all of it. Press the floor with intensity. High plank, heels to the left, right arm to the sky. Chaturanga, it's dangerous. Up dog. Down dog. Step your left foot forward, crescent lunge. Nothing wobbly on the ground, nothing. Ground the four corners of your front foot and your mat. Bring your hands to your heart center, twist to the left. If you put a block on the ground, you don't want the block half on your mat and half off your mat. About five more counts. Breathe in. Twist and empty out. Warrior two. Side angle pose. Wrap your upper arm around your back. See one point. Too loose. Tighten it up. Huge breath in. Dolphin plank. Spin your heels to the right. Take your left arm to the sky. Straighten your upper arm towards the front of the studio. And flip your upper palm towards your mat. Lift your left foot off your right foot. Flex your feet. Uddiyana Bandha, just about 6 inches. That's the measure. 6 inches of space between your lower foot and your upper foot. Rest your upper arm to your side. Drop your upper foot to your lower foot. Dolphin plank. Revolve it. Heels to the left, right arm to the sky. Upper arm to the front of the studio. Flip your upper palm towards your mat. Okay. Right foot off your left foot, just 6 inches. Flex your feet so the outer edge of your feet pulling towards your body. Uddiyana, belly to your spine. Rest your upper arm to your side. Drop your upper foot to your lower foot. Okay, high plank. Down dog. Breathe in. Breathe out. Walk or jump to your hands. Halfway up. Forward bend. Thunderbolt. Prayer twist to the right. Stay with your hands in a prayer or straighten your arms. Five. Four. Three. Two. Drop your hands to your mat. Separate your feet hip-width distance. Hook your big toes with your peace fingers. Come halfway up. Breathe in. Forward bend. Press your big toes into the floor. Pull the crown of your head towards your mat. Lean into it. Straighten your legs. Let go of your toes, crow pose. Chaturanga. Up dog. Down dog. Walk forward. Halfway up. Forward bend. Thunderbolt. Prayer twist to the left. Put your gaze on one point. Stay with your hands in a prayer or straighten your arms. Five. Four. Three. Two. Drop your hands to your mat. Separate your feet hip-width distance. Gorilla. Walk under your hands. Slide your toes past the crease of your wrists. Halfway up. Forward bend. Straighten your legs. Lean forward. Try to pull your hands out from underneath your feet. Come on, come on, do that. Pull them out of there. Lean into it. Okay, lean back. Slide your hands up from underneath your feet. Bring your feet together. Ground your feet in your mat. Stand up. Sweep your arms to the ceiling. Breathe in. Bring your hands to your heart center. Clear it out. Breathe in. Empty out. Eagle. Bend your knees. Right leg over your left leg. Wrap your right arm under your left arm. Five. Four. It's a training. Three. And seeing one. Two. Sweep up. Left side, eagle pose. Keeping your eyes steady. Practice an eagle pose. It's a training and seeing everything's connected. Pull your limbs into the center line of your body. Engage your bandhas. Uddiyana bandha. Drop your chin towards your chest a little bit. Sweep up. Right side, eagle pose. Sometimes you get some good cracks out of your joints. You got to activate. Bend your lower knee more. And lift your elbows up to shoulder height. Breathe out. Sweep up. Left side, eagle pose. Keep Keep your shoulders stacked above your hips. Get air in there. Get it in. Breathe out. Sweep up. Bring your hands to your heart center. Clear it out. Breathe in. Empty out. Bring your arms by your side. Airplane. Be at the front of your mat. Balance on your left leg. Raise your right leg up behind you. Keep both feet on 12 o'clock. It's really important you're at the front of your mat. Unless you're in the back row, you're at the front of your mat. Bring your hands to your heart center. Standing splits. Put your hands on the ground and grab your lower shin with both hands. Try it out. 5, 4, 3, 2. Bring your upper foot to your mat. Stand up. Sweep your arms to the ceiling. Breathe in. Bring your hands to your heart center. Drop your arms by your side. Airplane. Balance on your right leg. Lift your left leg up behind you. Come up a little more on your mat. Bring your hands to your heart center. Half moon. No, standing splits. Five. Grab your lower ankle. Go ahead. Be courageous. 4. I know it burns. That's why we do it. 3, 2. Bring your upper foot to the floor. Stand up. Sweep your arms high. Breathe in. Bring your hands to your heart. Clear it out. Breathe in. Empty out. Standing bow. Left arm high. Bend your right knee. Catch your right ankle. You soften up the muscles of your lower foot. Ground the four corners of your lower foot in your mat. Kick your upper shin to the back of the room. 5, 4, 3, 2. Bring your upper foot to your mat. Windmill your arms. Bend your left knee and catch your left ankle. Keep your hips squared, especially for the first one. Keep your hips squared. Good training for a standing balancing back bend. 5, 4, 3, 2. Bring your upper foot to your mat. One more. You can use a strap on this side. We'll hold it longer. Okay, be ready. Be ready. Set and go. Honor the beginning of things. Move slowly, full of care, with intention to follow through no matter how long we hold it. Look to a shared horizon. Look to the shared horizon. Lift your gaze upward a little bit. Lift it upward. Upward. Go ahead. Lift your chin up. Go ahead. Look up. Practice looking straight ahead of you. A lot of the times you look down. Look forward. Maybe up a little bit. This is the energy of the pose to move you forward and up. On your mat, off the mat. Stay calm. For 10 more counts. And determined and committed. If you're in the strap, walk your hands back more. And you land with one hand on the other hand. 5, 4, play your edge, always. 3, play your edge. 2, great. Bring your upper foot to your mat. Bring your hands to your heart. Clear it out. Breathe in. Dump it out. Standing bow, right arm high. Drop your left arm by your side. Bend your left knee, catch your left ankle, your left foot. Okay, be a zero, and from zero, grow in increments, baby steps. There is kicking back the upper shin and leaning forward a little bit. But the true yogic growth is vertical. It's down into the earth and up through the heart. Contract your lower ribs into the center line of your body. Five, four, three, two. Good. Bring your upper foot to your mat. Clear it out. Bring your hands to your heart. Breathe in. Empty out. Tree pose. Balance on your left leg. Press your right foot to your left inner thigh. Bring your hands to your heart center. What a great offering for you to be in here and practicing. When you're really practicing, really remembering to open your eyes, putting your eyes on one point straight ahead of you, and breathing in and out of your nose, rooting into your life. It's a great offer when you're practicing that around other people. This is what you're going to do off the mat. Practice remembering what's important for you and for others. Take your arms to the ceiling. Pull your belly up to your spine and charge up your feet. Charge up your hands. Spread out your fingers more. Big breath in. Bring your hands to your heart center. Drop your upper foot to the mat. Switch. Balance on your right leg. Take your left foot to your right inner thigh. Bring your hands to your heart center. It's the awesome thing about a community. All it takes is for one person to be great and to really put their whole heart into the work, into their work. And that affects the people around you. And when someone feels the effect of your work, they're inspired to find their work. Take your arms to the ceiling. You can open up your heart. It starts just by unblocking your chest, your physical space of the chest. Take your upper arm bones to the back of the room. Spread out your fingers. Soft here. Good, good. It's possible. It's possible. Bring your hands to your heart center. Drop your upper foot to your mat. Ground your feet in the floor. Reach your arms to the ceiling. Breathe in. Forward bend. Halfway up. Chaturanga. Up dog. Down dog. Right side warrior one. Warrior two. Straighten your legs. Triangle pose. Ground the centers of your heels into your mat. Spread your toes. Now, Uddiyana, pull your belly to your spine. Five counts where you feel the effect of your in-breath at your toe tips and your fingertips. You feel the effect of your in-breath at the level of your skin. Come on, more expansion. Hey, breathe out. Stand up. Bring your hands to your hips. Point your right toes to the left side of the room. Lift your arms to the ceiling. Breathe in. Drop your right arm by your side. Bind your shoulders. Lock your hands at your mid-back. Breathe in. Fold forward. Spread your toes. Awaken the community of your feet. You wake up the muscles and the bones and the fascia of your feet. There's a corresponding space in your brain that wakes up. You develop more of a relationship with the community of the body. The whole body's in your feet. Lean into it. Breathe in. Breathe out. Stand up. Point your right toes to the front of the room. Step your back foot halfway up your mat. Breathe in. Bow forward. Take time and massage the muscles of your feet into the floor. You're not just here creating forms and shapes. That's just the container to do the inner work of prayer, of tapping into spaces that you wouldn't normally tap into without intention. So press your big toe mount on your front foot in your mat. Lengthen your spine. Twist to the right a little bit. Drop your hands to your mat, twisting triangle. Five, four, three, two, chaturanga. Up dog, down dog, left side warrior one, warrior two, straighten your legs, triangle pose. Create huge space between your feet front to back. Drop your right ribs down into the body so you lengthen the left side of your lateral body. Five more counts. Stretch your legs, stretch your arms, lengthen your spine. Drop your chin towards your chest a little bit. Breathe out. Stand up. Bring your hands to your hips. Point your left toes to the right side of the room. Take your arms to the ceiling. Breathe in. Drop your left arm by your side. Lock up your hands at your mid-back. Breathe in. Forward bend. Send a signal to your baby toes. Fourth toes. Third toes. Second toes. Big toe mounds down. Lift your sitting bones up. And lean into it. Okay. Can you separate sitting bones a little bit more? Breathe out. Stand up. Stay bound. Pyramid pose. Left toes to the front of the studio. Step your back foot halfway up your mat. Breathe in. Forward bend. Put your front foot on 12 o'clock, and you can recreate your foundation. Study that, front to back and right to left. Don't know. Always be an inquiry of your foundation, always. Twist to the left a little bit. Drop your hands to the mat, twisting triangle. Bring this foot here. You feel more stable there? Yeah, right? Five, four, better to straighten your front leg with the hand flat. Three, I'd shorten your stance a little, Lisa. Two, chaturanga. Up dog. Down dog. High plank. Lower your mat. Four, three, two, one. Good work. I like how everybody's barbecue got rained out today. I'm not a big fan when people come together and cook dead animals. Vegan barbecue, they're not around a lot, though. Oh, the smell of meat cooking. I was so bummed out the first year I had the studio. I didn't realize Eastside Grill was a big big steakhouse. And every time I turned my fan on to get fresh air, I smelled some steak cooking. That was the universe. That's the comedy. That's the big joke. Okay, clasp your hands at your lower back. Does anyone want a big steak right now? Nice big steak. You can have one after if you want. You can have one after. Breathe out. Inhale, come up. Come down. cactus arms. Breathe out. Inhale, come up. You know, I'm not judging you if you eat meat. I'm not judging you. I'm not judging you. It's not bad. Your belly doesn't like it though. Come down. Bow pose. Lift up. All these back bends that you do on the floor, great introduction to a healing stomach, a healing belly, a belly that informs you, a belly that allows you to be. A belly that allows you to just be. A little stress in the belly goes right to the brain. Come down. Bow pose. Ready, set, go. Come in the pose. When you don't come in the pose right away, your neighbor does the same thing. It's not right or wrong, but just watch that. Come down. Up dog. Up dog. Up dog. Down dog. Camel pose. Go for it. Five. Four, three, two, down dog. Camel pose. Five, four, three, two, down dog. Bridge pose. You can jump through your hands, lay on your back. Come on, come in the bridge. Too many pit stops and water. It's like the worst place in the world you could drink water. Drink water and then lay flat on your back and start doing back bends. And you know it, too. You know it doesn't work, and you still do it. Come back to the floor. Wheel pose. Reset your feet. Press into your mat, lift up. Five, four, three, two, come down. Reset, press into the floor, come up. Here. How's that feel? More towards the hips? For the hips. Come back down. Hey, three more. Ready? Set? Get up there. Go. Come back to the ground. Reset. Press down, go up. Feet flat. Come down. Your last one. Okay, ready, set, and go. Ten, steady, steady, steady. Five, four, three, two, come down. Good. Bring the bottoms of your feet together. Drop your knees out to the side. Close your eyes. Settle. Let them settle. Let them settle. Straighten your legs. Stretch your arms to the back of the room. Breathe them. Empty out. Breathe them. Breathe out. Christina, scoot back a little bit. Breathe them. Empty out. Pull your knees in your body. Wrap your arms around your shins and roll around on your back. Flex your feet. Wake up the community of your feet. Wake them up, always conscious of your feet. Okay, dead bug. When I work with beginners, I do a lot of work just having them put their attention on their feet. Whether you have the traditional meditation student just listening to their feet while they walk, or the asana student becoming conscious of the direction of their feet and the placement and relationship of their feet with the floor, a connection with the hands and the feet, a connection with the core. It's a good way of relating with the whole of the body, to not forget the toes or the fingers, to create space between your toes, to create space in the muscles and the bones and the bottoms of your feet. So pull the outer edge of your feet towards the floor. You learn so much about your body when you just are conscious of your feet. Just like you learn a lot about yourself when you're around other people. Just being around other people. I tell all my teachers that. I say, you know, go to this teacher, to my teacher's teacher training. You know, where there's 100 or 200 people practicing this style of yoga 7 days in a row. You know, and you learn so much about the practice through the people. Not the teaching, it's through the people you learn. Yeah, you learn from the lineage and the teacher, of course, but it's usually through others that you begin to see yourself and understand and who you are. It's a good way to be seen, just like this. Take a picture of this and send this out at Christmas, just like that. That's your postcard. Let go of your feet. Straighten your legs up to the ceiling. Clasp your hands at the back of your head. Lift your shoulder blades off your mat. Pull your belly towards the floor, towards your spine. Breathe in. Go up. And just keep going. I'll tell you when to stop. Practice pranayama. Practice regulating your breath. So pranayama and asana is vinyasa. To regulate the flow of your breath while you move. This is a great way to tune up and tune into the sound of your breath and movement. It's a good way to ready yourself for the pigeon series. To infuse the dense matter of the body with vibrant energy. Keep going. Maybe a little more velocity on your exhalation. Lift your shoulder blades off your mat. Firm up your legs. Okay, firm your legs tight and then take your arms by your side or sit on your forearms and drop your legs one third towards the ground. Another third towards the ground. Make your legs hover 2 inches from the floor. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Legs up. Bring your knees in your body. Bicycle and go. You just go at your own rate and be true to yourself. Touch your elbows to your knees. See how you're bringing your knees to your elbows? Go the other way. Bring your elbows to your knees. Keep your legs on tracks like your heels are sliding down gutters that don't move. They stay parallel to one another. But 10 more seconds. Twist, 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 twist. Good Tom, good work. Okay, legs up. Sit on your forearms or arms by your side. Drop your legs one third towards the ground. Too much to twist, West?
Yeah,
good. Not good, but okay. Drop your legs another third. Drop your legs 2 inches from the floor. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Legs up. Bring your knees into your body. That's good. Twist. Take your knees to the left and your chin to the right. Close your eyes. Bring your knees up to center and over to the right. Bring your chin to your left shoulder. Belly, the gut, the skin, muscle, everything softens up. The skin becomes more receptive. The belly, the stomach becomes more receptive and sensitive. Let me say it becomes more sensitive. You can tell right away when you put food in your mouth, if that food's life-giving energy or if it's not. You can tell when you look at it. In the beginning, we're deluded. So we tune up our body, and we get our body really sensitive, and then our belly begins to speak to us. Our heart begins to speak to us. Your body becomes like a compass. And you're off course, your body just tells you. You feel it. Come back to center. Bring your knees into your body. Grab underneath your thighs. Rock and roll, head to heels. Cross your ankles, down dog. Half pigeon, right side. Put a block under your right hip. Maybe even put a block under your head. You can lay on your back. Take any modification. If you need a modification, just flag me and Nikki over. We'll help you out. Close your eyes. Tune into the sound of your breathing. Relax the tension in your shoulders and your neck and your jaw. Flex your upper foot. Flex it. See, this is external. This is going this way. You want to go this way. Yes. Ten counts. One breath at a time. Down dog. Half pigeon, left side. It's a good time to share your breathing with each other. Your head's down, you can put your attention on your throat. Create perfect tension in your throat. If you have that practice of ujjayi breath, share that with the class. Then someday someone will have your back, and their breathing will inspire you to breathe. It's a good thing about getting out there and being around people, especially strong communities. Being a part of a strong community. You spread your toes and you wake up your whole body. I went to Cafe Evolution yesterday with Naima for breakfast, for brunch. And I ordered blueberry pancakes and potatoes and some veggie sausage.
and the band case came out real sucky. And I was like pissed. And I was complaining and I was like real, I was upset. And then when I went to go give my pancakes back to the person, and I was just like, these are kind of, they were really soggy and stuff. And like the blueberries, you couldn't even see the blueberries. It was just like smashed all over the place. It was kind of messy, right? And then when I went back to my seat, I see these two kids praying over their food. And I went back to Naeem and I almost started crying. Five more counts. Double pigeon. Just lift up the spine, yes. Mm-hmm. Bow forward. Sit up. Get this ankle pasture from here. No. You're good. That's it. No. Yes. See how you? Yeah. That's this one. See if you can stack your shins. Yeah. Sit up, switch sides. Lean into it. Drop your head. Bring the shin forward. No, sit up. There you go. Flex. Now look. Breathe. Make your lips touch. Calm, now come forward. Sit up. Straighten your legs out in front of you. Scoot up to the front of your mat. Lay on your back. Put a block under your bum. Straighten your legs vertically up to the ceiling. close your eyes or just gaze at your feet and relax. Meditate. Will you meditate on the floor? Meditate on your back touching the floor. And the orientation of your legs. You can bring your knees to your forehead or your feet to the floor behind you. You can bring your knees by your ears, deaf man's pose. Take your blocks out of the way. Bring your bum to the mat. Pull your knees into your body. Straighten your left leg down on the floor. Take your right knee to the left side of your body. Close your eyes. Come back to center. Switch legs. Come back to center. Bring your knees into your body. Bring the bottoms of your feet together and drop your knees out to the side. Close your eyes. Appreciate this deep rest. You can straighten your legs and let your feet flop out to the side if you choose. Big breath in. Open your mouth.
Make the sound of your breath disappear. So no sound in your breathing. Relax your throat. No sound. Breathe in. Open your mouth. Roll over into your right side. Curl into a fetal position. Keep your eyes closed and sit up. Put your hands in a prayer over your heart center. Sit up straight. Three ohms. Pray hands to your forehead center. Breathe in. Together we say namaste. Namaste. Peace and love. Good job, you guys. Nice work.
Thanks to Nikki. Nikki, thank you. All right, you guys, go have a great barbecue. Please, go have a great barbecue. Have a great day. Drink lots of water and fruit. Do you know you can get more hydrated from fruit than water? Go eat some fruit. Go eat fruit. Not animals. Eat fruit. Go pick fruit with your hands. You know? Go pick fruit with your hands. I'll see you guys soon. Take care.